Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. At a recent meeting of the State Ag Development Board, announcement was made that three counties, Breathitt, Estill, and Kenton, were approved for a total of $241,000 in CAPE funding. CAPE, the County Ag Investment Program. Of that amount, Estill, says Extension Agent Eric Baker, was approved for $82,000 in county funds from the tobacco settlement.
It's a good program, and it touches a lot of farmers of various backgrounds to hopefully help building infrastructure and help them do things a little bit better on the farm and be more profitable.
The CAPE program has 11 cost-share areas where local farmers can apply to make improvements.
It's one that has something for everyone. The main limitation is just the amount of funding that you have in your county based on formulas that they calculate that from the legislation.
From horticulture to energy projects, there's a wide range with significant attention to the beef cattle sector already widely established.
A good portion of that was in farm structure and commodity handling. We had some grain bins put up as well as some commodity handling for feeding of livestock so they can handle it in bulk form and easily feed it. And we also had quite a bit in the farmland improvement and utilization, about almost $15,000 there to improve pastures and hay fields and so forth to do a better job of providing feed for animals.
More on Estill County Ag Development in a minute. We'll be right back.
Nobody in my family ever went.
There wasn't enough time.
No way I could afford it.
There are lots of reasons for not going to college, but there are even better reasons for going.
I want more from my career.
Build a safety net in a shaky economy.
Accomplish a lifelong dream.
At knowhowtogoky.org, we'll show you how to prepare for college, how to find money to pay for it, even ways to work on your degree from home. So visit knowhowtogoky.org. There's really no good reason not to. Part of the unbridled spirit of Kentucky.
We're back with Estill County Extension Agent Eric Baker on the variety of projects supported by the investment of local ag development funds.
And even this year had some on-farm energy efficiency and production investment area with some solar panels and so forth to develop a kind of a solar electric system for a kiln for a farm to drive wood and such.
Each county's ag development allocation is based on their previous level of burley production with a funding pool from the master settlement agreement, and that investment impacts the whole community.
Last year, our county in the CAPE program distributed just a little over $80,000, which is a 50% cost share, so $160,000 at the minimum. In a lot of the programs, the farmers will spend more money than the actual cost share amount will reimburse. So large boost there to the local economy as well.
And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.